Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. So great to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. We've got the big bands, the great singers, jazz, and the golden pop memories. And we may have time to squeeze in a modern-day performer who's carrying on the tradition and keeps the standards alive. Well, coming up today in the showcase, we have a musical theme of birds. Now, birds have been a subject of a number of tunes over the years, so we'll take flight with some of those today. And, of course, we have the countdown, and today we're heading back to the 1st of February in 1943. So that's what's going on here today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you, being here with you, being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we begin on the countdown, the Billboard bestsellers chart from this weekend in 1943. And leading it off at number 10, the first of two entries from the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Here's Jukebox Saturday Night.
Mopping up soda pop rickies to our heart's delight.
Dancing to the swingaroo quickies, Jukebox Saturday Night.
Goodman and Kaiser and Miller help to make things bright.
Mixing hot licks with vanilla, Jukebox Saturday Night. They put nothing past us,
me and Honey Lamb,
making one cold blast us
till it's time to scram.
Money we really don't need that,
we make out all right.
Let the other guy feed that, Jukebox Saturday Night.
Sipping a soda, we got a scheme. Somebody else plays the record machine. It's so easy to say pet names when you listen to the trumpet of Harry James.
Miller Band featuring Tex Beneke, Marion Hutton, and the Modernaires, Jukebox Saturday Night, song number 10 this weekend, 1943. It peaked at number 7, and a week earlier it had dropped out of the top 10, but returned for an encore this week. Of course, here in 1943, World War II raged on, and some things were starting to turn the Allies' way. We'll have stories about that a little bit later. And the song at number 9 this weekend in 43 was about the war, specifically a longing for its end. Here's Vaughn Monroe.
When the lights go on again, all over the world, and the boys are home again, all over the world. And rain or snow is all that may fall from the skies above. A kiss won't mean goodbye, but hello to love. When the lights go on again all over the world, and the ships will sail again all over the world, then we'll have time for things like wedding rings, and free hearts will sing when the lights go on again all over the world.
When the Lights Go On Again, a song written by the team of Benny Benjamin, Saul Marcus, and Eddie Seiler. That combo also wrote I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire. And Benny Benjamin would go on to write a number of pop hits over the years. And that recording by Vaughn Monroe was the biggest hit to this point in his career. After peaking at number 2, it was down to number 9 this week, 1943. While people were longing for the end of the war, we still had a ways to go. And in fact, a big announcement came this weekend.
15 minutes ago at the White House, economic stabilizer Burns announced that shoes will be rationed effective at midnight. From now on, he said, every American can buy 3 pairs of shoes, but no more, each year. Infant shoes and slippers will not be rationed. Stamp number 17 of War Ration Book number 1 will be good for 1 pair of shoes until next June 15th. The stamp will be transferable within a family, however, so that if a wife wants 4 pairs and her husband can get by on 2, well, that will be quite all right. Shoes are being rationed for 2 reasons. The Army and our Lend-Lease allies have created a great demand for shoes, somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 million pairs a year. The second reason is that since the war, more civilians have been buying shoes than ever before in history. Sooner or later, a shortage would have resulted, so that the OPA, acting under orders from the War Production Board, has stepped in to assure us all of a reasonable and equitable number of shoes each year.
Lee White of CBS announcing the shoe rationing going into effect this coming week in 1943, and manufacturers would be limited with the number of styles and colors offered. The shoes were just the latest rationing. Back in December, gasoline was affected. Then later in the month, it was coffee, and there was no more sliced bread. Yeah, you had to go looking for your grandmother's serrated bread knife. Oh, by the way, Frankfurters were out. That's right, had to get rid of everything German. They were replaced by Victory Sausage. Not only did they change the name, but also the amount of meat in the sausage. It was replaced with an unspecified amount of soybean meal or some other substitute. Sacrifices were being made for the war effort here in February of 1943. And we're back on the countdown now at number 8, a smash for Harry James and Helen Forrest. I've heard that song before.
Thank you.
well that melody. It's funny how a scene recalls a favorite dream, the dream that brought you so close to me. I know each word because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore, the memory. Please have them play it again, and I'll remember just when I've heard that lovely song
turn out to be the all-time biggest hit for the Harry James Orchestra, featuring Helen Forrest on the vocals. I've heard that song before. Number 8 this week in 1943, heading up to the top of the countdown where it would stay for 13 big weeks. Now let's do a little shopping from this weekend in 1943. Well, we were just talking about shoe rationing. What were the prices on footwear? Well, some of the casuals were as low as $6. But if you wanted something dressy like an Andrew Geller, it would be around $14. For the men, their dress shoes were in the $8 to $10 range, and for the kids, Buster Browns were about $3. Also in the fashion department, men's trousers were $6, also $6 for some ladies' dresses. Now women's tweed suits, those were $75. The men's suits, around $40. All right, to the market now, and milk was 15 cents a quart. It was about the same, maybe a penny more for delivery. A loaf of bread was 10 cents, eggs 45 cents a dozen. 5-pound bag of sugar, 33 cents. Coffee was 27 cents a pound. A bottle of Coca-Cola was 5 cents. A dozen oranges were 30 cents. Grapefruit, 10 for 39 cents. 2 bunches of carrots were 15 cents. Ground beef, 37 cents a pound. 10-pound bag of flour was 50 cents. And we'll need some cereal for breakfast. And for 29 cents, we can get 2 12-ounce packages of Grape Nuts Flakes.
Have you ever noticed the way a man greets his wife? Before breakfast, he says, hello, wife. Sounds pretty glum, doesn't he? But just sit that same grumpy guy down to a big, tempting bowl full of delicious, toasty brown Grape Nuts Flakes. Just let him sample that wide-awake, malty-rich goodness, and he'll manage time out to say, "Hello, darling, gee, but these Grape Nuts Flakes taste swell." Yes, ma'am, that's the kind of morning magic you can work any day in the week with those delicious, sweet-as-a-nut Grape Nuts Flakes. Thanks to the super swell flavor that's so entirely different from any other flake cereal. Because it's a rich two-grain blend of sun-ripened wheat and malted barley. So get set for swell-tasting breakfast and get set for plenty of praise by asking your grocer for delicious, toasty brown Grape Nuts Flakes in the 12-ounce economy-sized package.
Don Wilson pitching Grape Nuts Flakes, the sponsor of the Jack Benny program here in 1943. And by the way, 29 cents back then is now about $5.40 now. And a box of cereal is right around $5. And that 29 cents was for 2 12-ounce boxes. So the price per ounce is about the same. It might be a little more now. Just doesn't feel like it, does it? Well, whatever you do, don't overeat. You don't want to be like the guy in our bonus record here. This is the Freddie Slack Orchestra with Ella Mae Morse, Mr. 5x5. Thank you.
Mr. 5x5. He's 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe than he do from side to side. Mr. 5x5 got 15 chins and a line of jive. He's a mellow old cat, a real half-fat. He be Mr. 5x5. That man can really jump it for a fat man. The only trouble is there's no way of knowing whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5 is slightly plump on his butter side. He don't shake it no more from head to toe than he do from side to side.
Really jump it for a fat man.
Fat man.
Boys, the trouble is there's no way of knowing
whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5, he's 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe than it do from side to side.
There's the band led by Freddie Slack, the piano player who was with Jimmy Dorsey and then joined Will Bradley's orchestra. He had the famous piano solo on Beat Me Daddy, 8 to the Bar. And his girl singer was 18-year-old Ella Mae Morse. Their first hit was the Cow Cow Boogie, the first gold record for Capitol Records. And by the way, that was Capitol founder Johnny Mercer with an appearance in that recording. And Mr. 5x5 would top out at number 10. It was also a number one song on the R&B chart. And the tune was among the most played on radio this week in 1943. And that's where we've gone to listen to the memories on today's Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our musical theme is the birds. Not the ones in the Hitchcock film, but rather birds of song. And we'll begin with one from the mimicking family, the mockingbird. Here's Burl Ives.
Tweet, tweet.
When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, tweedledee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Got a three-cornered plow and an acre to till and a mule that I bought for a $10 bill. There's a tumble-down shack and a rusty old mill, but it's my home sweet home up on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. When it's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, toodle-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
Evelyn Knight with her big smash from 1949, A Little Bird Told Me. She was accompanied by the Stardusters. And before that, Burl Ives with a 1961 recording of Mockingbird Hill. We're saluting our fine feathered friends today. And this one's become a standard, and it's been covered across just about every genre. It's Bye Bye Blackbird, and this recording is by Dean Martin.
Pack up all of my cares and woes, here I go, singing low, bye. By my blackbird, where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet and honey, so is she. Bye bye, my blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. All the hard luck stories they all hand me. So make the bed, honey, light the light. I'm coming home late tonight. Blackbird, oh, bye-bye. pack up all of my cares and woes. Here I go, singing low, bye, 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 blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar, sweet, and honey, so is she. Bye-bye, my blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. All the hard luck stories, they all hand me. So make the bed, honey, light the light. I'm coming home late tonight, blackbird. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Blackbird, written back in 1926 by Ray Henderson and Mort Dixon, and first recorded by Sam Lennon and his dance orchestra. And according to the catalog that I have access to, there are more than 750 versions. That one from Dean Martin was done in 1950, and he was backed up by Paul Weston's orchestra. We've got a bird in the hand today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we have gone back to the first weekend of February in 1943, and we're playing the biggest hits from that week as they were tabulated by the Billboard Bestsellers chart. And we're at survey song number 7 right now, and our second entry from the Glenn Miller Orchestra. This time, joining the Modern Airs on the vocals is Skip Nelson. Moonlight Becomes You. Moonlight Becomes You. That's the first of two versions on the countdown this week in 1943. Done there by Glenn Miller and the orchestra, featuring Skip Nelson and the Modern Airs. That topped out at number 5 and was down to number 7 this week, 82 years ago. Well, of course, here in 1943, the president of the USA was Franklin Roosevelt. And back on January 14th, he became the first president to travel by airplane while in office. He flew from Miami to Morocco to meet with Winston Churchill at the Casablanca Conference.
For 10 epoch-making days, Casablanca became the solar plexus of Anglo-American leadership. The Anfa Hotel was the meeting place when Premier Churchill and President Roosevelt, accompanied by the chiefs of staff of the two countries, laid plans for this year's offensive. The North African Conference is the fourth occasion on which the two great men have met since the beginning of the war, a marshalling of effort for the more intense prosecution of the conflict. At this informal meeting with the press, a new phrase was born, unconditional surrender for the Axis. What an indication of the heartening situation now prevailing. Here in Africa are some very good reasons for the perturbed state of the Nazi mind. The Casablanca Conference will greatly add to Germany's concern for the immediate future.
A report from the British Pathé newsreel on the Casablanca Conference, held in January of 43, also invited were French generals Charles de Gaulle and Henri Giraud. Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin was invited, but he was unable to attend because the Red Army was in a fierce battle on the Eastern Front with the Nazis. And yes, the biggest news to come from the conference was that term, unconditional surrender. But also, Roosevelt and Churchill decided that they would concentrate their efforts on the Mediterranean by invading Sicily and the Italian mainland. But when the word got to Stalin, he was furious. He had been insisting that 1943 had to be the year that the Allies opened a second front, an invasion of France, to help relieve the pressure on his overstretched army that, at the time, was struggling to survive. Well, to help out the Soviets, Roosevelt and Churchill developed a plan for a combined bomber offensive that would hit Germany from the air 24 hours a day. And we'll have more news from the war, including the tide turning on the Eastern Front, a little bit later on. But now we get back to the countdown. We're up to number 6 now with Dinah Shore. Why don't you fall in love with me?
As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? You're driving me crazy, baby, trying to guess. Will you tell me no, or will you tell me yes? You gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me? You fall for me. You're driving me crazy, baby, trying to guess. Will you tell me no, or will you tell me yes? You gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me?
That's Dinah Shore with the 6th most popular song this weekend in 1943. Why don't you fall in love with me? I was on its way up to number 3, and she was backed up by the Paul Weston Orchestra. We're here in the United States in 1943. The population was over 136 million. And on January 15th, the world's largest office building opened, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, right across the river from Washington, D.C. Well, lately some farmers had been griping about the clocks moving to wartime. It had been a year since the daylight saving time went into effect year-round. Farmers said the designation produced dark early morning risings, and their cows aren't happy about it either. So take that. A few states had voted to turn the clocks back to normal time. The government says it's saved 1 billion kilowatts of electricity since going on wartime. Now, some reading material here for the winter of 43, The Song of Bernadette by Franz Werfel, The Moon is Down from John Steinbeck, See Here, Private Hargrove by Marion Hargrove, and Mission to Moscow by Joseph Davies. And playing on Broadway, Life with Father was up to 1,300 performances. Other long runners, Arsenic and Old Lace, Angel Street, Bly's Spirit, Junior Miss, Uncle Harry. Some of the newer productions, The Skin of Our Teeth with Tallulah Bankhead and Frederick March. Also Montgomery Clift and E.G. Marshall. The Doe Girls had Virginia Field, Arlene Whelan, Doris Nolan, and Arlene Francis. And the musicals, By Jupiter with Ray Bolger, the operetta Rosalinda, the Burlesque Revue, Star and Garter featuring Gypsy Rose Lee and Georgia Southern, the long-running Sons of Fun, and a musical just a few weeks old, Something for the Boys with Ethel Merman. And news from the bandstand, Kitty Callan was the new girl singer for the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra. This week she would be formally introduced at a press party at the band's opening at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. She had just left Bobby Sherwood's orchestra, and before that, she had been with Jack Teagarden, Artie Shaw, and Jan Savitt. Already a busy career and just 21 years old. Well, let's give you another bonus tune from this weekend in 43. This song was most played on radio, according to Billboard. It's Moonlight Mood, and performed here by the K. Kaiser Orchestra.
Moonlight Mood, when twilight is ending, you're in my moonlight mood, and our hearts are blending. There comes the same old glow that we used to know long ago. You appear in a ribbon of moon,
a ribbon of lovely light.
There you are.
Kaiser's Orchestra, along with the Glee Club and Moonlight Mood. That was a top 15 hit for the band, so was Glenn Miller's version. And according to Billboard magazine, it was this week's most played song on the radio. And it got a play on the radio this weekend here on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times in the showcase are birds. Yeah, that's our theme today, songs with birds in the title. This one's based on an old Haitian melody, and it's done by the Norman Luboff Choir.
Yeah. Daddy's very sad, make me feel so bad. You can fly away in the sky away. You're more lucky than me.
I also have a pretty gal, she not with me today. They all the same, the pretty gal, make them the nest, then they fly away.
Up high in banana tree, yellow bird, you sit all alone like me. Better fly away in the sky away. Pick a coming soon, pick from night to noon. Black and yellow you like banana too. They might pick you someday.
Wish that I was a yellow bird, I fly away with you. But I am not a yellow bird, so here I sit, nothing else to do.
High in banana tree, yellow bird, you sail all alone like me. Did your lady friend leave the nest again? That is very sad, make me feel so bad. You can fly away in the sky away. You're more lucky than me.
Yellow Bird was based on a 19th century melody, and it was given new lyrics by Alan and Marilyn Bergman, along with Norman Luboff. And that was the very first recording of the song by the Luboff Choir in 1957. Well, the next bird to take wing is celebrated by Frankie Lane.
Hummin', 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 hummin'.
Hummin', bird should be your name. Too restless to settle, too wild to tame.
Too restless, too wild to tame.
Too restless to settle, too wild to tame. Hummin' bird should be your name.
Hummin' bird
winging along. No tender young blossom can hold you for long. No tender young blossom can hold you for long. Hummin' bird winging along. I'd rather be lonely, I'd rather be blue. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum of your hummin' bird heart. Hummin' bird feathered so fine. If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine.
No, it would not make you mine.
If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine. Hummin' bird feathered so fine.
Hummin' bird
fly right on by. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Hummin' bird fly right on by. I'd rather be lonely, I'd rather be blue. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart.
Hum, hum, hum.
By the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart.
Hum, hum, hum.
There's Frankie Lane, Hummingbird. He was backed up by Jimmy Carroll's orchestra and chorus. That was a top 20 hit for him in 1955. Well, next up, a different kind of bird, sung here by actress Nancy Walker.
Lady Bird, fly away home. Your heart's on fire, you better go home. Lady Bird, sure as you're born. Leave the boy blue, come blow your horn. Gonna be a shady ladybird. I've got an awful lot to learn. But if you tell me that my heart's on fire, I'm gonna let it burn. I'm gonna be a shocking mockingbird. I'm gonna mingle with the best. I'm gonna try to find my heart's desire. I'm gonna rob the nest. Just like little Miss Muffet eating her way and curd. When I act a bit tough, it frightens away the birds. I'm gonna be a slumming, humming bird. I'm gonna pass along the word. I'm gonna have my fun and never tire. And if my technique seems absurd, that's because I've never been a shady, shady little ladybird. Shady ladybird, I'm gonna bag myself a moose. I'm gonna be the latest Disney dream, a goose that's on the loose. I'm gonna be a fighting nightingale. I'm gonna make the others blink. I'm gonna lead my horses to the stream. I'm gonna make them drink. Just like the little old woman living inside the shoe. I'll be a much better woman knowing just what to do. I'm gonna be a wicked chickadee. I'm gonna sit upon the fence. I'm gonna build myself a lovely dream. And if I don't use common sense, that's because I've never been a shady, shady little ladybird.
That's Nancy Walker from 1941 when she made her Broadway debut in the production of Best Foot Forward. And she sang that song, Shady Ladybird. And she was backed up on that commercial recording by the Leonard Joy Orchestra. Walker also appeared in the movie version, but the song did not. But it made our playlist today of bird songs, and we'll have more of them coming up after the break and more of the hits from this week in 1943 on Seems Like Old Times.